the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way they became the Brady Bunch.
What are you looking for?
The astrology forecast.
Astrology?
Well, Martha swears by it. She calls me up every morning to see if I'm following what it says.
I'm gonna flash for you. Your friend Martha's a fruitcake.
Agreed. Ah, here it is. My chart for tomorrow.
What does it say?
Beware of purchases tomorrow. Don't buy anything at all.
Hey, now that's the kind of astrology that makes sense. Let me look at mine.
No, I knew I shouldn't have read that out loud. I need new shoes. What's so funny?
You think your horoscope was something? Get a load of mine. A strange woman will soon come into your life.
Oh, where does it say that?
Right
where?
There. How about that?
Yeah. How about that?
I can hardly wait till tomorrow. Good night, honey.
Oh, wow. Now that is not just a cake, Mrs. Brady. That is a thing of beauty, a joy to behold.
Thanks, Alice. Wait till you taste it tonight.
No thanks, not at those prices.
What prices?
I'll bet every bite will cost 1,000 calories. And I know just where they'll go. Here and here. Alice is a member of the hip generation. And speaking of hips, get a load of Greg's blue jeans.
See-through jeans.
But don't tell Greg that. You'll start a new fad in junior high. I think I'll take the kids shopping for some new clothes tomorrow.
Well, you better make that today, Mrs. Brady. Tomorrow the boys are going on that all-day fishing trip with Mr. Brady. You're taking the girls horseback riding.
Right. Well, I suppose I could take them after school today. But don't tell my friend Martha Sheldon.
Martha Sheldon?
Well, you know how hooked she is on astrology. Oh. And she insists that I follow my forecast. And my chart said, don't buy anything today.
Isn't that silly? A grown woman believing in that astrology nonsense.
Alice, what did your horoscope say today?
Oh, mine said today was great for social activities. Mrs. Brady, that's dirty pool. I'm going to go round up some more bottomless breeches and things.
Hello. Mike, hi, honey.
2 o'clock and all's well, and no strange women have come into my life yet.
Well, if they do, will you please inform me immediately?
Oh, I will, I promise. The moment one walks in, you'll be the first to know.
Mr. Brady?
That's me. I'm Mike Brady.
What's that, dear? Did you say something?
Hello?
Please, darling, finish your call.
Honey, I'll call you back. A client just walked in.
All right, dear, but...
Please, just sit down. I would introduce myself, but everyone knows who Bibi Gallini is. Even people on the street come up to me and say, it's Bibi. And I always say to them, Hello, my darling. This is Duane, my secretary.
Oh, how do you do?
Not necessary. Please sit down. Darling, you are going to design my new factory, and it will...
A factory?
Please, not to interrupt. It's not nice. I have just finished arrangements with the president of your company to build a beautiful new factory for the Bibi Kalini Cosmetics Company.
You want me to design your factory?
Please, wait. Don't interrupt. You're just like my second husband. Or was it my third?
Your fourth.
Oh, I knew it was one of them.
Scalini.
Bibi. Everyone calls me Bibi. People who have never even heard of me call me Bibi.
Bibi, I'm very flattered.
Oh, no false modesty. I do not believe in false modesty. I am beautiful, so I say I am beautiful. You are talented, no?
Well, yes, I...
Good. And that is what the people tell me. That is why you must design my new factory. And I give you complete freedom. Design, design, design. Anything you want.
Anything?
There's only one thing that I ask, is that it should be pink.
Pink factory.
Baby pink. That is what I call my cosmetics, because I am pink. You see the pink?
Yes.
Let your imagination run wild. Create whatever you wish.
But make it pink.
Yes. My phone number. My personal private phone number. Give it to him.
Oh, thank you.
I will see you soon, no?
No. Yes.
Hi, darling. We cannot keep the jeweler waiting. I promised him faithfully I'd be there yesterday. Thanks for helping me tonight, dear.
No, it's my pleasure, sweetheart.
So when Alice asked me if she could leave early so she could go to the movies with her boyfriend, Sam, how could I refuse?
Hmm? Oh, well, you have a soft heart. Lips to match.
My goodness. Aren't we affectionate tonight?
Well, not just tonight. Every night. Because I love you, darling. Sweetheart.
And I love you too, darling. What's up?
Hmm? What's up?
Well, ever since you got home, you seem preoccupied.
Preoccupied? Oh, don't be silly, honey. It's just, well, preoccupation.
Preoccupation.
Yeah. I got this new client today, and I have to design a factory. And it's sort of a special factory, and it just takes a lot of thought.
What kind of special factory?
Well, the client is very eccentric, and,
Eccentric?
Yeah.
Could you say, strange?
Yeah, you could sure say strange, all right.
Could you say strange woman?
Yeah, she's a woman.
Uh-huh, then a strange woman did enter your life today.
Oh, that astrology nonsense?
Yeah, that astrology nonsense. Yeah, it's silly and stupid and foolish. And what kind of strange woman?
Oh, honey, when a client walks into my office with an offer to design a factory that's worth a whole lot of money, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a man or a woman, even if it is Bibi Kalini.
Bibi Kalini? Is she the strange woman who came into your life?
She didn't come into my life. She came into my office, that's all.
That's enough. They say no man can resist her.
Yeah, well, I can resist her.
Are you sure?
I am absolutely positive.
Oh, my God.
I think that's plenty of food, Mr. Brady.
I don't know, Alice. Poor fishermen can get mighty hungry, you know.
That's right. A couple of hours out on that water makes them awful hungry.
It makes me awful seasick.
Isn't it funny how some people get seasick and some people don't?
I think I'm allergic to waves. Even when I take a bath, I have to be careful not to move around too much.
I'll hurry the boys up.
I'll get it. Hello? Yes, this is the Brady residence. One moment, please. I'll get him. It's someone who calls me darling and wants to speak to you.
Hello, Miss Galini. Bebe. This afternoon? But, yeah, but I was going fishing today and... Yes, I know you have a contract with my firm, but... I'd promised my boys that I was... All right. Yeah, no, all right, I'll be there. Bye.
You'll be where?
Oh, Bebe wants to see me again. You know, she's got some new ideas for her factory.
But it's Saturday, and the boys have been looking forward to that fishing trip.
Oh, I know. Hey, maybe Alice could go.
She can't. She gets seasick. Wait. I've got it. I'll take the boys fishing, and Alice can take the girls riding, okay? Problem solved.
Hey, you're an angel. You know that? I thought you...
Yeah, I know what you thought. You thought I was going to be jealous, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Just because she's rich and famous and beautiful, and I must be some kind of a nut. Uh-huh.
You're a wonderful kind of nut. You know that?
Okay.
Nice. Come on, rest, Alice.
I'm not sure I can sit. Oh, that was one rotten horse I had.
I like him. I ride him all the time.
Well, I'm never going to ride him again. Not after the way he threw me. Rotten horse.
It wasn't a horse. It was a pony.
Well, when it grows up, it's going to be a rotten horse.
Ponies don't grow up. They just get older.
That's what I need, then, is an old pony. Next time we go riding, we're going to go to a different place. There's one on Riverside Avenue right next to Maple Street.
That's a merry-go-round.
You'd better believe it.
Oh, fellas. Oh, you'll be okay.
Mrs. Brady, what happened?
No, I got seasick and sunburned, and then I got caught on somebody else's line, and then I fell into a pile of fish.
No wonder you smell like tuna, Mrs. Brady.
I wouldn't gloat if I were you, Alice. You smell a little bit like man of war. Oh, will somebody please stop rocking this house? Oh, I think I'd better go straight up to bed.
Don't you want any dinner?
Dinner? Alice, please don't even mention food. Hi, honey.
You still up, sweetheart? That's funny.
What's funny?
I smell fish.
Well, I can't help it. I've already taken 3 showers. I smell pink.
Yeah, well, you can smell pink, too. Bebe gave me some samples.
Samples of what?
Her cosmetics. Her apartment's full of them.
Her apartment?
Yeah. She uses it as an office. She hates her factory, and she won't work in it, so that's why I'm designing a new factory. Hey, where's that angel of a wife I left this morning?
She went fishing, and she got seasick and sunburned and caught on someone else's hook and fell in a pile of fish.
Yeah, a rough day on the boat, huh? Honey, why don't you use some of Bebe's cologne? There's a whole box of it over there.
I'd rather smell like fish.
Oh, excuse me.
Michael, darling,
My sketches. I am dying to see your sketches. It is a whole week since we talked. Dwayne, has Mr. Brady in?
Oh, come right in, Mr. Brady.
Well, for a minute there, I kind of thought I was in the wrong office.
Oh, no, no, no. I give you, how you say, cooperation. I bring you samples of materials for the draperies, samples of the paint, everything that is BB.
Excuse me, Miss Galini.
Yes?
You are still on the phone.
But of course, what would I do without my Dwayne? Where was I? Oh, yes, the charity. When I appeared, I wanted the orchestra should play something pink. Well, then something that sounds pink. Charity's banquet. It is always something. Now, Michael, darling, you will show me my sketches, hmm?
I finished these at home late last night.
Oh, no. No, no, darling. That is a factory for anybody. I want that my factory should be me. That when people see it, they say, there's Bibi.
Bibi, a factory has to be functional.
Functional? Oh, that is one thing that Bibi does not want to be. Functional. Bibi wants to be Bibi.
Naturally, a building has to express the personality of its owner, but...
Exactly what I'm saying. Express my personality.
Yeah, but you see, you didn't let me finish my sentence. A factory has to be practical and efficient. There are a thousand...
A powder puff! Make the factory the shape of a powder puff.
A powder puff?
Or maybe tall, like a lipstick.
Lipstick?
All right, Michael, make it the shape of a powder puff. With Bibi, you have complete freedom. Now, you will make me a sketch, huh? Oh, no, that must be for me, darling. I've had my calls transferred here.
Yes, this is Bibi Galini Incorporated.
I love being incorporated.
Miss Galini, it's Marie of Marie's Cosmetics.
Her, I do not wish to speak to. Hang up. Loudly.
Of course.
Well, Michael, darling, are you finished? No, darling. Fluffier, fluffier. It has to be fluffier.
Fluffier?
Yes. A powder puff is fluffy. My factory has to be fluffy.
Fluffy factory.
But Little Red Riding Hood was too smart. She knew that wasn't her
grandmother.
Right. She knew it was a big wolf. A big pink female wolf.
I've never seen a pink wolf, Mommy.
Well, let's hope you never do, dear. Oh, my goodness, it's 8:30, way past your bedtime.
Jay stays up late, too, doesn't he?
Your daddy's working very hard these days. And nights.
Mom! I can't make my airplane fly straight. Is Dad home yet?
No, dear, he's working late.
We don't hardly ever get to see him anymore.
Well, I've explained it to you before, dear. Your father has a very complicated job. Designing a factory where they make perfume, powder, and lipstick.
Who needs all that junk anyway?
Us women, that's who.
Why don't you two just run along and finish your homework, okay?
Hi, Mom. Is Dad here?
No, he's not here yet. Go on upstairs. I'll be up in a minute to help you.
Mom, Marcia and I are looking for Dad.
He's not here. Now, come on, everybody to your rooms. It's time for bed.
Bed?
Bed.
At 8:30?
Well, you've been staying up too late.
Another wasted evening with that hokey cosmetic queen. Changes, changes, more interruptions. I tell you, if that factory didn't mean so much to my company.
Is it worth it, Mike?
Well, honey, it might be rough on me if I lose the contract.
But what good is it? What good is the money if you have to work all the time?
She's got to make a decision soon.
Yes, but what if she doesn't make a decision soon? You can't keep working day and night.
That's my job. What about the kids' education? What about providing for their future?
What about us today? Tomorrow it's Saturday and...
Oh, honey, listen. Phoebe has to go to some charity thing and I'll make it up to the kids and to you. I'll do everything I promise you.
In one day?
Have I been away that much?
Very much that much.
The wing was too far back, Pete. That's why I didn't fly straight.
Thanks, Dad. I'll bet it really go great now.
Is that the door?
I'll get it.
I'll get it, honey. Oh, now.
Hello, baby.
Hello, Michael, darling.
This must be the little woman.
Oh, I forgot. You haven't met. Carol, this is Bebe Galini. Bebe, this is my wife, Carol.
I'm very happy to know you.
Of course. Oh, what a charming little cottage. Is this your guest house?
Yeah, this is our 9-room guest house. Bebe, listen, I thought you were going to that charity affair today.
Oh, I'm on my way, darling. But as I was driving, a vision came to me.
You've changed your mind about the powder puff?
You guessed it. Oh, you have such a talented husband, darling.
Maybe I've been working all week on that powder puff design.
But this is much better. A compact.
A compact?
The top floor opens up. There has never been another factory like it.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's impossible.
Oh, I think it's a marvelous idea. A topless factory with a stationary bottom.
A factory like that will make you famous. Everyone will talk about you.
Oh, they'll talk about me, all right. Look, Bebe, the whole project is impossible from an engineering standpoint. The leverage, the stress.
I'd sure hate to be standing next to the water cooler when the top went up.
You can't hinge a roof. You can understand that.
Oh, details, details, details. Bebe Galini is not interested in details. Now, darling, you will start work on the new design at once.
My head! My hair! My airplane!
Oh, we're sorry about this, Miss Galini.
Good, it's not broken.
Bebe, will you apologize to Miss Galini?
For what?
Oh, apologies I do not need. 3 hours it takes to fix my hair for the charity ball.
Bang, bang, you're a rat. I'll get you with her.
Bobby.
Kids.
No water.
I'll get you out that right now. Kids.
Oh. Sorry, lady. I was aiming at her.
Michael, are these creatures yours?
Bobby, Cindy, out.
Mommy, she cries black tears.
Kids, out.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Miss Galini.
Sorry does not help.
But they didn't mean any harm.
Neither did Frankenstein.
I apologize. The whole thing is...
I'm sorry, Michael, but I'm afraid I have to get another architect. Goodbye. And goodbye to you, little woman.
Well, there goes Bebe Galini in a cloud of feathers.
Oh, Mike. What about your company? Well, haven't you lost the contract for them?
No, honey. That's the wrong way to look at it. I haven't lost him a contract. I've saved him a nervous breakdown. Honey, listen to my horoscope for tomorrow. You will meet a tall, sexy brunette who will fall madly in love with you.
Oh, who believes that nonsense anyway?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Good night, honey.
Good night, dear. Tall, sexy brunette. It says this is a good time to adopt a pet. Oh, my.
That's...